F980826, Waiting Upon God. Is the simplicity of the anointing begin to dawn now upon your understanding? Are you beginning to understand now how accurately he spoke when he said, "All things are possible to those that believe"? How could anything be impossible when I, who brought into manifestation all things by the power resident within myself, am with you to restore all things which have been perverted, to conform to the will of your Father which is in heaven? The simplicity of the anointing is beginning to break as the day star upon your mind, says the Spirit of grace. I am the anointing. I am alive. I communicate with you. As you obey without question, you release the power that is resident within myself to flow into all situations to bring the victory that was provided by the Lord Jesus when he triumphed on the cross. This knowledge relieves your mind of all anxiety regarding performance, as your understanding comes to the place now where you know that it is not by your own power or your own holiness that the works of Christ are performed in the earth, but rather it is by faith. Faith in his name that is exalted and above every name that is named. He is Lord of all. I have come to enforce his lordship and to bring to nothing every work that the enemy has successfully performed in the lives of men. I bring to nothing every work of the enemy. Not only that, but I restore the damage that has been done by his operations. I restore all things to the will of the Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by your faith. Now your definition of faith and your understanding of faith has climbed another rung on the ladder. Obedience without question to the mind and the voice and the will of the Spirit is the kind of faith that I can flow into to manifest the Father's will unto restoration. Simply walking humbly with your God, hearing my voice, and obeying my instructions without question. This is all that is required to bring the anointing into every situation to restore those situations to the Father's will. I ask again, is the simplicity of the anointing begin to dawn on your understanding? Do you see now that in the same way that I anointed the Spirit within Jesus with dominion, in the same way that I anointed that life that he had within himself with dominion, in the same way, I anoint his life in you with dominion. This is what I meant when I spoke to you last year and said, allow me to anoint your spirit with dominion. Your reborn human spirit is of Christ. His life has been imparted to you in that spirit. As I anointed the spirit within him with dominion, so I anoint with dominion the spirit within you. The ways of man and the ways of the spirit are two very distinct and separate paths. The former is the path of religion, the way which seems right to man, but the end thereof is death. The latter is the life of Christ, imparted to dead men's spirits, and the anointing of dominion which the Father gives by me, to restore all things to the will of the Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. These two paths never meet. These paths do not mingle. These paths are separate and distinct. They cannot be mixed. They cannot be compromised. They cannot be blended. It is one or the other. Of all things in the universe, many can be compromised. This truth cannot. It is religion or life. Choose this day. Choose this day. Choose this day. Choose life. Choose life, says the Spirit of grace. The ways of man produce works of the flesh in the name of God. The works of the flesh produce death. The life of Christ in mortal flesh, anointed with dominion by the Spirit of the living God, brings the life of the Father into every situation. These two paths never cross. They never mingle. They are separate and distinct. You would be appalled if I were to show you how few ministries worldwide are on the path of life. From that vantage point, you would no longer wonder why the manifestations of power are seen so seldom. I cannot anoint death with myself. I flow not with death. I anoint the life of Christ. I flow into faith that proceeds from His mind. I flow into faith which is according to the Father's will. He spoke the truth when He said that many shall say unto Him in that day, Have we not cast out many devils in Thy name? Have we not done many wondrous works in Thy name? They have clothed their own dead works with the banner of His name. I anoint not death, I anoint life with the dominion of the Father. It is not that many of these ministries do not have life, in the sense that those in them are not born again. Many are. Yet they have never yielded the life within them to my direction, says the Spirit of grace. Many have life in their spirit, yet their direction comes from their own mind. Their lordship is their own lordship, and their direction is set of their own making. They flow not with His mind. They hearken not to my counsel. There is life in their spirit, yet death in their action. With this I cannot flow, says the Spirit of grace. Jesus is Lord of all. He is the head of the church. His mind is the will of the Father. I anoint His life. I anoint His life in believers who will yield to His mind as I bring the counsel of His mind from the throne unto them. Those who will bow the knee and yield up their life unto Him, those are the ones whom I anoint. I anoint His life in them with dominion. Many offer the life of Christ within them as a sacrifice on the altar of their own will. The Father desires the opposite, that they offer their own will as a sacrifice on the altar of His life. For those who will yield their will and love not their lives unto death, but seek to know the Lamb, to love the Lamb, and to serve the Lamb, for those all things are possible. There are no limits to the dominion I will bring to their spirit, says the Spirit of grace. It is futility to endeavor to serve Him without knowing Him. The major cause for failure in ministries who claim His name is, they do not know Him. Without knowing Him, they are left with no choice but to attempt to serve Him with their best efforts, according to the direction of their own minds. You cannot know Him except by me, says the Spirit of grace. As the Father cannot be known except through the Son, so the Son cannot be known except by me. It is a simple question, really. Is the life of Christ that has been imparted to man's spirit to be led by the carnal mind of man? Or is the life of Christ imparted to man's spirit to be led by Christ Himself? I have come to bring you His mind, as your will bows the knee to His mind. I bring direction and leadership according to the will of the Father. On that path there is anointing. On that path there is life. On that path there are no limits. On that path there are no boundaries. On that path all things are possible. The art of waiting on God has been lost to this generation. One of the paths where you are to notch the trees is to lead men once again back to the understanding of how to truly wait upon God. Without knowing how to wait upon God, the life of Christ within every believer becomes the servant of the carnal mind within each believer. This is not the Father's will. This is not the Father's plan. To wait upon God is to spend time in my presence as I bring you His mind. Your responsibility is to submit your will to His mind as I unfold the will of the Father unto you. As you yield your life unto that life of Christ and His mind revealed in you, you then step onto the path of dominion. This is the path of anointing. This is the path of great blessing, says the Spirit of grace. To wait upon the Lord is to sit in my presence and hear the mind of the Lord until you have received His counsel in completeness. At that point, you yield your will unto His mind. You go where I say go, you say what I tell you to say, you do what I say do, you act as I say act, and as you conform to the mind of Him who called you, then I perform all the Father's good pleasure as you walk in the steps of the mind of Christ. Think you it is the Father's will for His children to be guessing, wondering, assuming what is the mind of Christ for them each day? Think you that the Father has left them as orphans to find their own way through a world of darkness? No, He has not left you orphans. For this purpose I have been sent, to bring you the light of the counsel of the mind of Christ. There is no room for guessing. There is no reason for wondering. There is no justification for assuming His will in His mind. I am the Helper whom the Father has sent to relieve you from all those things, says the Spirit of Truth. I bring the mind of Christ in great detail for those who are willing to sit and wait upon their God until they receive the counsel, the specific will of the mind of Christ in every situation. From the Father's perspective, He sees the life of Christ within believers being directed by the will of man, by the mind of man and not by the mind of Jesus Christ. This was never His will. This was never His plan. What causes such an aberration as this? Not knowing the Comforter who has come to be the guide, who has come to bring the counsel and to bring the mind of Christ to believers, not having intimate fellowship and communion with me, myself. The Father is pleased that you will humble yourself to sit and hear the voice of His Spirit as I bring unto you the mind of Christ for your life. It is better to do only one thing each day according to His mind than 1,000 things each day according to your own. Learn to wait upon your God. I will not fail you. I will not leave you in the dark. I will bring you the light of His counsel, and you shall walk as a man who walks in the light of day, where there is no occasion of stumbling, says the Spirit of Grace. Continue to humble yourself and wait upon your God. You will teach many how to follow on this path. This is the path of dominion. This is the path of anointing. This is the path the Father has chosen for you.